Oh, that was on the live mic. Shows I mean business. It shows I care about this show enough to get my throat radio ready. I had some coffee before the show, some real sludge that gave me the poops. And then I smoked a ciggy.
You're a dying person, I think.
Hey, you're a star.
Thank you, kid. This is Papa's Basement. I'm John Papagiorgio, hence the show's weird name. It's a comedy podcast. We do it every week in papasbasement.com. It's me and DC area comedians. And we have two of my favorites in studio today. We have Travis Dorward.
Hey, man.
There you go. That's the energy. Hey, dude. What's up, baby?
I start low and then I get...
You build like a crescendo. Yeah. You are an orgasm.
Right.
Just a tantric 60-minute...
I'm the orgasm of DC comedy.
Yeah.
I love that tantric usage. That's great.
He is the seven-hour sting... orgasm, and we're done after 1 hour, so he goes home the rest of the night and just riffs.
Yeah, there you go.
You're just comedy jizz all over the place. We've also got Jesse Robinson.
Hey, how's it going?
Improviser, stand-up, impressionist, actor.
Yeah.
What are we going to see you in soon, dude?
Oh, what are we going to see me in soon?
Yes.
There's a short film coming out in the next couple of weeks called The Mortgage Moose that I was recently in.
Is this more of a commercial, The Mortgage Moose?
It plays like it originally, like a moose goes door to door and forecloses on people's homes.
I was that moose for many years. I locked people out of their homes. I was like an angel of death during that 08 stock market slump, whatever the hell they called it. The Great Recession.
You would have been a perfect mortgage moose, John.
Yeah. Me busting into homes in Southeast and finding hatchets and pipes behind the doors and being like, thank God I got here when they weren't.
What's that? How did that get there?
I smell squatter pee.
Whoa.
That was my life for several years. Yeah, man. Yeah, good to have you.
Oh, thanks. I'm happy to be here. This is fun.
We're fresh off of doing some stand-up together last night.
We did. That was super fun. We were over at the Tyson's Beer Garden. They've started doing stand-up shows there.
Fancy hipster spelling, by the way.
Yeah,
it's not actual beer garden, it's like Bier Garten.
Bier Garten. Mm-hmm. Yeah, former wide receiver for the Redskins.
Doing great things with the 49ers now. Yeah.
But the first did a couple weeks ago, and it was packed house down there in the basement of the beer garden. Great show, great atmosphere. Last night, same sort of vibe, a little smaller crowd, but they really had some good energy, some good laughs. I know John, your and my sets went fairly well.
Thank you. I would like to say the same to you. Our sets did go well.
Yeah.
How was Travis's? He skipped. He didn't show up, but...
I didn't bomb.
That's true.
So I like to look at it that way.
Well, you didn't bomb there.
Zero strikeouts.
Yeah.
Right.
You could have... Yeah.
I bombed there the week before.
Yeah.
Travis,
John.
I want to ask you a couple questions real fast.
Shoot.
Before the show started... You started blathering on about WrestleMania, spurred on by the man recording next door to us.
Yeah, I requested I be on their show.
Yeah, who's doing a legit wrestling show, apparently, Jesse. Like, there's...
The cool nerds are in that room.
Yeah, we're just the...
He tried, but he didn't make it. So he's on the secondary podcast.
Did you?
But it's just as good, and we're just as proud of you.
You should have just scratched at the door like a stray cat and seen if he would have taken you in.
Meow. Shinsuke Nakamura, meow.
Jesse, were you ever a wrestling guy?
No.
Okay. That's the correct answer.
There's a short answer. I mean, I've watched a little bit before, and I've had to cover a couple of wrestling events for one of the jobs that I do.
Really?
You had to. It sounds like a chore.
Well, yeah, a little bit.
You weren't into seeing men like pretend grope each other and then...
No, it's real groping.
No, why do I have to watch men groping on TV when I can just, if I really wanted
do
to
show,
do it live or, do it, come here. Yeah.
I pay you in that as soon as this camera goes dead.
Oh, yeah, no, the YouTube people, they're going to miss the after party.
Yeah.
We have a show after party.
I start with a raspberry or two.
Yeah.
And once your childlike giggling has reached a fever pitch, then I just kind of blow across your cheeks.
Yeah, and we put our banana hammocks on and we really go for it.
Yeah. Just grinding. Yeah. Just grinding. But this man over here loves it.
I do.
I'm curious. Yeah, I'd love to hear like your passion for it and why you love it so much.
I didn't have sex in high school.
Okay.
So
have you had sex since?
No, that's why I'm still a wrestling fan.
Okay. Right. That would be so great. Like, he just blows it. And it's just.
And then I go watch a wrestling fan. Yeah. This is stupid.
Like, his first blow of it, and he's like, yeah, no, I'm done with this. Let's go watch some Mad Men and football. And,
finishes, rolls off. Sorry, something I got to do. Pulls down the Hulk Hogan poster in his room. Like, all right.
Well, Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, why don't I go buy a new car now? Yeah.
Hulk Hogan's a hack.
Why is Hulk Hogan a hack?
No, he was overrated.
Brother.
Really?
Yeah, brother.
That was all he did.
That's all I know him from. He was on that reality show, right? And his daughter, and he was like,
I watched that.
Hey, brother. What's going on, brother?
He also used to bang the wife of Bubba the Love Sponge at the behest of Bubba.
Bubba the Love Sponge?
And then he divorced his wife, and his wife went on to accuse him of gay sex.
Hold on. Who is Bubba the Love Sponge?
Bubba the Love Sponge was, I believe, like a Florida area DJ who was in that grand era of talk radio, guy talk radio that I try to channel.
Oh.
One of, like, you know, 10 or 20 big-time local hosts that was kind of like their market's Howard Stern.
Wow.
When Stern had a national show, or when he went to Sirius, I believe Bubba was brought in to do some shifts on, like, his second station that he had on Sirius.
That's not at all what I thought it was going to be.
No.
That was going to be, like, what SpongeBob did before he got, like, the big
bang. I was going to say the exact same thing. It sounds like a modern-day Nickelodeon character. Like, what's the name of the DJ again?
Bubba the Love Sponge.
Yeah, Bubba the Love Sponge.
It's the Morgan Moose's buddy. Like,
yeah.
It's and he has a very special episode where a wrestler cuckolds him.
Yeah.
Right.
So Bubba's thing was, I guess, watching his chick with other guys, but he went the weird path with it and, like, picked a friend. Like, he's friends with Hulk.
Like, on air, he...
No, I don't think this was done on air. Like, not very accepting an audience for, a deep southern shock jock, where it's like, well, 10th caller gets to bang my wife. Woo, woo!
Deep southern shock jock sounds like a new move. Like a new wrestling move.
Oh, no! He's got him in
By God!
That man's got a family!
He's just hit him with a deep south shock jock!
Yeah, and he... Yeah, he procured Hulk to bang his chick on tape, and it was taped. And then I think,
Brother, I'll do it.
Hulkster's always down for the cause, brother.
Yeah, man.
And then
he's got to do something these days.
Yeah,
he can only make so many
racist jokes. Yeah.
He had a racist joke? I forgot this bit.
Hulk Hogan?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's why he had to go under a rock.
Yeah, it was like 2 years ago, and WWE completely cut ties with him.
Really?
Yeah, he's under a rock somewhere with Kramer.
What's the difference between the Hulkster and a Jew in the oven?
Was it, like, of that nature? Or...
Yeah, I don't know.
He's just silent, like, oh, my career.
No, it's okay. You said it.
Yeah, that's true.
Everybody on the podcast, let's make it known that John said that and not, yeah.
Let it be on record, John Papagiorgi is the racist.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Well, hey,
the character is.
Yeah, let's ease up. It's John Papagiorgi, the character.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
We see real John Papagiorgi when he leaves the studio.
Exactly. This is my DJ character, John the Jizzrag.
Yeah.
This is a new cool thing that any terrible thing you ever say. No, it's the character.
I'm in character, yes. Just like Amy Schumer pulled that stunt.
Yeah,
she's like, I was doing a character, and now I hate guns. And...
Yeah, I only steal other people's jokes all the time when I'm in character.
Yeah, the character's a real thieving bitch. No
Oops,
talent.
The character stole everybody's jokes and then did them a year later.
Is it the character keeping the money, Amy? No, that's mine.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I don't know. That's my opinion on it. I just... Don't steal jokes. Don't steal jokes. Like, ugh.
That's a strong stance, sir.
Yeah.
But I'll support you in it.
I say do steal jokes.
Oh, well, quite the contrarian over here. You're into wrestling?
Right.
You steal jokes?
Yep.
It doesn't end. Doesn't end with you, does it, Doorward? So my question to you real fast, because there are a lot of people in radio, not just Bubba the Love Sponge, but like Ron and Fez, these are names that mean nothing to you guys. You're so much younger than me. But dudes that seem intelligent enough, and they love wrestling. And I want to like it. Like, Jesse, I will go to the depths where I will read the wrestling wiki pages. And I find those fascinating. And I kind of want to enjoy it. And then I watch 5 seconds of it. I'm like, this is the dumbest ass I've ever seen. Like,
Well, that sounds nerdier than what I do.
I know. I manage to make everything
you
even
turn it
worse.
Into a reading.
I intellectualize it.
You turn
yeah.
wrestling into a book.
I'm like, the
nerd.
History of WWF Civilization, Volume 2.
Yes, let me just pour ginger turmeric tea while I peruse the Wikipedia pages about men groping each other.
Today's lesson, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. Did I get that right?
Yes, Ricky was a fine character in this novel that we read every Sunday night.
Now, our protagonist, the ultimate warrior, the mechanics of it, how is it, everyone seems to be into it for the backstory, and that's fine. But the
backstory of the wrestler?
Yeah, they love the drama angle of it.
Yeah.
By the way, we're talking all this because apparently WrestleMania 68 is this Sunday.
34.
Yeah. 34.
Do they do like a voiceover in their intro, like, his cat died last week. He just broke up with his girlfriend, and now he's ready to kick some ass.
It's not that far off, actually.
Yeah.
Once you accept that it's basically a soap opera, then...
But it's a soap opera with horrible, boring elements. Like,
can you just let me enjoy my thing?
I'm sorry.
This guy ate the other guy he's wrestling sandwich in the green room. And now they battle it out.
That would be something. That
it's a big deal, brother. It was a tuna sandwich. He loves tuna. Tuna.
In the early 2000s, the angles were not that far from that.
Okay.
I think the most flack they ever got for a storyline was there were two wrestlers, Triple H and Kane. Have you at least heard of those two?
I know these names. Do you, Jesse?
No.
Wow, you're a better man than I.
Triple H accused Kane of, what is it? Raping a
infanticide.
Dead body.
Oh, okay. I was. Wow, that's
yeah,
adult.
That's how much they could get away with during those days.
Jesus.
And they fought because.
And,
of
and
that.
You were like a 10-year-old Travis has been a fan ever since.
Right, that's what.
That's what sold you.
Yeah.
All right then. Guys, I want to take advantage of your youth. Well, fine, I'll just accept it. Like, even though I don't get, like, if a standard soap opera would then cut away to something completely boring, well, I guess like a commercial or something, but that seems it would ruin the entire flow. Is the wrestling aspect all that necessary to wrestling if you guys are just there for the soap element? Could we not just exist outside the ring?
Again, in the Hulk Hogan days, the wrestling part wasn't that important.
Okay.
Like, when he body slammed Andre the Giant at WrestleMania 3, that was, like, the most mind-blowing thing to ever happen in the ring, even though it was just a base. It was
because Andre the Giant is gigantic, or Hulk sucks, or a mix thereof?
No, because back then, it was, like, no one could believe that someone could pick up this giant person. But
even though it's kind of all scripted, but it was an actual feat of strength in
right,
the ring, I guess.
Yes.
All right, look, this is dying, this entire thing.
It was your idea.
I know. I was just
excited about this. And
I'll never understand it. I'll just never understand the fighting aspect. The man soap opera crap, I get.
I'll show you some matches.
Fighting. Okay.
And that concludes tonight's chapter of Wrestling Wikipedia. I hope you enjoyed your turmeric tea, and we'll see you back here next week.
What's our narrator's name?
I guess it's Pete O'Toole. Because that's what I've been doing this entire time.
Guys, while I have two very young men, you're both what, like 20?
23.
You're both 23. Good goddamn, you're young.
When's your birthday?
July.
August, so.
Hey.
So you're the baby, Travis.
I'm still the young one.
I'm older than you.
Little baby tea cakes over
yep.
here.
Teacup. It's teacup.
I have two questions for you.
Yes, old man?
Yes. first thing. When did white rappers just get accepted?
Eminem.
Well, okay.
Sounds right.
I'm going to kind of... I'll set you straight on that in a second. When I was like 17, 18, so you guys maybe weren't born, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it was like 30 years ago.
Yeah. It was like 97, 98. Eminem did break. And Eminem was like kind of a thing. Don't get me wrong. He's huge, but... He was accepted in the sense that, like, HFS, a station that might have been defunct by the time you guys were driving a car, would play him. They would even play Cypress Hill. Like, HFS might as well have just had a no blacks policy when it came to hip-hop. It was pretty shocking. But white people liked Eminem in a huge way. Some brothers would listen to Eminem, but,
brothers.
Like, not... Yeah.
Yeah, brother.
listen to these dope beats, brother.
That's the second beat. I'll come back later at some point in this show for a third beat, brother.
I'll have to, God damn it, I'll have to work that in somewhere. It was rare, though, that black people really gave a damn about Eminem for the most part. Like, other hip-hop artists would, you know, kind of credit him, and you would maybe have Eminem featured on your track. But it wasn't like, I remember one time seeing two black dudes driving through Charlottesville playing Eminem, and it was an odd sight to me. And even, like, they
Well, you know what why that was.
Why is this?
It was because Eminem was hiding in the back seat with a gun to their back. Forcing them to play it.
He wanted to get over in the community, and that was his program at the time.
Yeah,
just hijacking.
I'm surprised you could hear the music. I was gonna make a joke, and then my words didn't work.
So. It's okay. The mouth hole, not so necessary.
Who needs that in the industry that we're in?
Well, we're just like wrestling. Like, just the drama outside it. Like, people knowing that you're a soup prostitute.
Right.
Like that. They come in. This part isn't so integral. It's just the tweets throughout the week.
Right.
That keep them glued to the show. Like, this is just meh.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm also going to use the word brother for no reason.
Right.
Brother. There you go. Nice.
Brother.
Yeah, yeah.
Brother. Damn it! That was supposed to be your trigger, Jesse. Sorry.
You're supposed gotta separate the beats, man. Give it a couple minutes. Let the cookies cool, man. Brother. Let them cool. Look, now I gotta do a fourth beat. What the hell?
But what I've noticed, because every so often I'll dip back into, like, YouTube, I guess, just to determine what the hell's going on musically, and it seems like there's a ton of white rappers, and it's not a weird thing now. And now, like...
Yeah, you have, well, I mean, you have a guy
in Post Malone,
who, like, I will listen to WPGC.
Yes.
95.5, and he will get airtime, probably maybe... one or two, maybe even three tracks an hour at times.
That's insanity to me, because, okay.
Well, he has that one, Rockstar, like that one, and then he does the Ooh, I Fall Apart, that one, and yeah, that's the only two that come to mind right now, but they play both of those a lot.
Okay, a white
Congratulations,
guy.
That's another one.
Oh, yeah, now they only say congratulations. Yeah, that
Jesse
one.
Jesse brings up a
that
great
That was the first
point.
One I heard. Yeah.
Eminem, I will stand by the statement, was not really bumped by the black stations at all. Like, they were kind of like, he gets enough time on the rock station, screw that. Like, right. He was not big on actual, like, quote-unquote urban radio. So, you're kind of proving my point. Like, this dude is legit getting played on black stations. I started listening to this dead Little Peep fellow. Do you know anything of Lil Peep?
Yeah, he's dead.
He's dead, yeah.
He's very much dead.
He's very dead, yeah.
Almost too dead.
Well, yeah, that wrestler came and diddled him, that one you were talking about that likes the dead people.
Oh, Kane, yes. Right.
Yeah. Kane, that's actually, yes. We've got that for WrestleMania 34.
Here's my opinion on Post Malone. I think maybe all the stations are taking pity on him because he'll probably be dead in like 5 years.
He lives hard too. He's peeping.
Oh yeah, I think.
Have you seen the tattoos?
Yeah,
That guy's yeah.
See, that's another thing that kind of drives me nuts. Like, these guys are kind of acting like, yeah, this is my culture, and it's like they just have legit prison lifer face tattoos, like the teardrops and the barbed wire forehead.
And his teeth look like you took like 20 Ticonderoga pencils. And you took the eraser tin off of it and just cranked it on top of each one of his teeth.
That sounds like the most ghetto but educational grill of all time.
Yeah.
That drives me. Like, so because you are two young black men in your prime, how is this acceptable in the black community? Like, this would have been laughed out 20 years ago. And yet I feel like your generation is somehow a little more melting pot than mine. And even like. Black people who are usually good on cool, like calling BS when need be on white dudes pulling this crap.
I mean, that's hard
like,
to answer because I don't see color, John.
Shut the hell up. You get strutting.
On the opposite side of Travis, I am seeing too many colors right now.
Okay.
So I might be having a seizure.
You're being blinded by the star power in this.
The star power. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh. We're radiating.
Yes.
But yeah, no, Post Malone is in an interesting time right now because he is respected enough to be played on these stations, but then he's also super duper duper white at times, and he takes like selfies with Brian Baumgartner from The Office, and they take a little picture together, and like it's Kevin Malone and Post chilling. Malone.
Oh my god.
And so
now I can't hate him as much.
That was like one of the best selfies I've ever seen.
Yeah, god,
it was like
damn you.
Post Malone and Kevin Malone. It was terrific.
Why? Why you've dulled my ire now. I'm sorry.
I tanked the bit, brother.
But I just, it blows my mind that we've hit this point. Like, is there no music now where like it's just for black people and like white people are completely the outsider and it's consumed by us? Like hip hop was in my age, like
jazz.
No, we stole that from them ages ago. Have you not heard of Dave Brubeck, sir?
I don't know things.
Have you never consumed Wine to Take Five? I have. Sorry, I
what about Take Six?
There you go.
Yeah,
gonna do that later tonight.
Yeah,
I have a boyfriend. I'm gay. No. Sorry, this is horrible.
Uh-huh.
I stink. Yeah.
You doing okay?
Thank you.
You doing all right?
Thank you for the words of encouragement
okay,
over there.
Okay, all right.
Or you're just checking in on me, Kermit.
Yeah. Well, you know.
I am truly perplexed by that. Like, there seems to be just, unless this is my age showing, hip-hop still is kind of the newest of musics out there, even though it's as old as us now. But we've hit this point where, like, white dudes are completely welcome in it, and I don't know if I like that entirely. And I wanted to make sure like I wasn't missing something. And you're like, no, black people still got it, like all locked in.
I don't know, completely welcome doesn't. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I saw something mentioned of him being a culture vulture, which is a very nice way of saying ripping off the black man. Oh,
culture vulture.
Yeah, culture vulture.
I know like three white rappers, so I don't know how much they're getting into the.
I can't name a ton.
I know, I know three white. Though. Yeah, I know three white rappers as well. I know Post Malone,
Vanilla Ice,
Eminem, and Will Smith.
Okay. I don't know. It just weirds me.
I don't know if it's this big of an epidemic as you're making it out to be.
It feels like it's epidemic proportions to me. Like,
I feel like it's just bothering you.
It kind
What's
of,
your deal, man?
Well, yeah. The NBA with all its European stars, like, what the hell, man? What the hell? Is there nothing sacred?
I can't tell if this is racist or super not racist. Like,
it's super not racist. There you go. This is me.
Like, you're saying separate the colors, but you're also saying let the black people out.
I'm just saying, I feel like at this point, we've stolen everything from them. Okay. We got literally nothing just for black people now.
We gave them Black Panther, so.
You're disgusting. Get out. Walk it. Drink your soup, whore.
I thought Black Panther was a good movie.
I thought it was okay. It wasn't amazing. I thought for a Marvel film, it was pretty decent. What did you
get? Certainly
Down
making
a bootleg or something?
No, I had to do something after, and I planned my scheduling very poorly, and like midway through the movie, I realized, oh, wait, I have to go. So
you just up and left. So
yeah.
Literally everyone in the theater just thinks you're super racist.
Well, to be fair, he was watching Black Panther on Sunday night, and as we all know, Sunday night is Wikipedia wrestling.
Appointment viewing.
Well, I had to dish out quite early from the Black Panther so I could have my turmeric tea and watch wrestling.
Catch up on the House of Rowdy Roddy Piper.
All right. No, I'm just now imagining, was it like right when the white guy gets killed?
I didn't
and
even
you're
know
like,
that happened.
Okay, that's
spoiler.
Enough.
Spoiler.
Yeah, sorry.
Now I will actually leave.
The dude gets killed, and you're just like, okay, that's enough. We're just down to the dude from The Office.
Now there's nothing in this for me.
Okay, I've checked out. Yeah. I'm not represented on this screen whatsoever. Wakanda these. Another question for you youngsters.
Okay.
All right. Travis over here is a big Tinder guy. Jesse, are you...
I am on the Tinder. I am on the Bumble.
Okay. I did a little Tinder post-breakup, and I think part of it is I am a troll, but also my age.
Like, you look like a troll, or you're an internet troll?
No, I'm not like some alt-right internet troll. I'm just not the most comely of faces. I'm not a beautiful countenance. I'm like,
I pictured something else when you said comely
face. Don't say that. I could picture cum on your face.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Don't
beat. That means someone likes me. Okay.
Yeah, don't beat yourself up too much, man.
Would you guys?
Don't beat yourself up, man.
Okay, all right. So, I wasn't getting much in the match department. Now, mind you, I would be on for like 48 hours, get frustrated, then delete it, and then go back, get frustrated and delete it. And then I just said, screw it, I'm better than this, which I'm not.
Yeah, three phones later.
Thrown into the ocean as I'm sobbing. But it seems like at least Travis over here is getting so many matches.
Not many.
But enough that you're dicking around with the matches you are getting.
Well, yeah, I stopped actually trying a long time ago.
Okay.
And now I just like screw around with them like probably too much to a fault.
Because, Jesse, I don't know if this is a behavior you engage in. And I have to tell you right now, like legit any match I got, I was just kind of like, you are beautiful and I love you. Please take all of my money and we'll run away to a castle together. The house of Rowdy Roddy Piper.
The house of Roddy.
Travis over here
goes
the other way with it, sends me some photos last night of a really cute girl. And if you want to punch her up on Tinder so we can take a gander, and I'll commit her to
spicy. Yeah, I have the screenshots of the, that's her, and then the conversation.
Like, maybe I'm just old, so anyone who's like under 25, I'm like, that's a 9.
Two interests are the Washington Redskins and the Try Guys.
What are the Try Guys?
I don't know what the Try Guys are.
It's a BuzzFeed thing.
So she's batting 500 already.
Yeah. Is that a trisexual thing?
Ask me about the time I had to go backpacking across Costa Rica.
Okay, Katie,
if you're listening, tell us about the time you went to Costa Rica.
Yeah. I hope it's not like a horrible story, like her car broke and then she was just
angry. Do you want me to read the conversation? Like,
Yeah.
So I mean, I got a little
too
weird.
This is what he does. Jesse, by the way, was Katie attractive? I mean, she seemed
decent.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Too cute probably to match with me, but
yeah. So exactly. Travis over here sitting in his parents' basement drinking 40s. Katie walks into his Venus flytrap.
Well, okay, so I start off trying to be my weird kind of funny. I need to know everything about your trip to Costa Rica right now, but you can't use any vowels. Don't ask questions, just go.
Can I narrate her part?
Yes.
Sure. Yes.
So then she says, what the... I got myself into a trap here, because it says, want to Costa Rica, but to was ricked.
Because she was going along with the joke. I was like, don't use any vowels. And then
She's playing along.
Right.
So she, I guess, if I can do it correctly, it's went to Costa Rica.
Because. It was required. That's what I feel.
It was required. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
That's
so
good.
I'm like,
that's
all good. Right. She's going along with the bit, I suppose. And then I said, required by whom? And then in parentheses, no idea if I used whom correctly there.
See, I used to do stuff like that when I cared. I was funny. I used to.
And then this is where I started to realize.
The charm.
Yeah.
I started to realize Katie might be dumb. Because in all caps, how did you know that?
How
did you figure out the puzzle?
How did you figure out
that labyrinth of letters that I sent you? And then I said, I'm actually the smartest man in the world. I try to keep it discreet. Don't tell anyone. Always stay humble. Hashtag blessed.
And now Katie's part.
And she's just...
What did she say? Let's see.
What? She said, what?
And then... Oh, no. This is like me taking a time machine back to when I was picking up girls on IM like 15 years ago. Like I'm just,
IM, wow.
Oh, yeah. ASL pick, baby.
And then I say, never mind. So trying to get away from all that.
No, you're being clever.
Yeah.
They can't track with it.
What?
And you're just like, okay, let's go back to where we were before I showed I'm intelligent.
Yeah, wait, come back.
Yeah.
What?
So I say, never mind. So I take it you didn't enjoy Costa Rica. And then...
Wait, what did I say? How did you know? Hold on.
That was last comment, Katie.
After I say the never mind thing.
Oh my god. Are you serious?
Katie, you sound a little like Dick Clark right now.
Hey, shut the hell up. Like, I've been having sex around the day. And you? Oh my god.
And I say, about what? Because I was thinking, surely she couldn't really be questioning the joke I was making.
Okay, what did I say?
I don't know where we are.
I'm the smartest. I'm the smartest.
The part about me saying that I'm the smartest. She was asking, are you serious about being the smartest man in the world? Yeah,
like, now, Travis, your reaction to this, do you want to dumb it down so you can possibly still get with Katie, who might be a lovely person?
At this point, I'm like, there's no chance.
I am a lovely person. Like, I don't know what you
Now, Jesse, sorry, Katie, if you want to break character, Katie, and play the role of Jesse for a bit.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm pretty good with characters.
You're a very talented guy.
Oh, okay.
Have you been in this situation? I mean, I know you're young, but you've been in the situation enough where you're trying to get with a girl.
Right.
You're busting out, like, every trick in your book. And, like, you realize everything witty you have done has sailed so far over her goddamn head.
Oh, yeah. No, that's happened a couple times.
And you want a mulligan. You're like, oh, hey, let's talk about, like, Ryan Kerrigan. Like, okay, that I get.
I like Ryan Kerrigan. Yeah. He gets, like, 8 sacks a season.
All right, so at this point, I'm like, all right, there's no chance, so I'm just going to keep going to make it be fun for me.
Okay.
I said, yes, I am a genius. I don't like to talk about it, though. Actually, I said thought on accident, which I guess makes it funnier because why would a genius misspell that?
Wait, like T-H-O-T? Like thought? Like look at that thought?
I mean, yeah, T-H-O-U-G-I-H-T.
Oh, okay, so not like thought, like that over there.
Right.
Okay.
Good job, Katie.
Katie, you're really tracking all of a sudden. You seem...
Yeah, I underestimated.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you.
Can't believe Travis is playing you
all
like
this.
All right,
this is... It starts to get to my favorite section of Katie. Katie, if you would like to read.
Okay. I know what I wrote.
And thanks for coming in studio, by the way,
but
Katie.
But I forgot. So I said, my neighbor is in Menta. It's cool, though.
It's cool, though.
It's so cool, though.
It's cool that you're a genius and that you don't want to talk about it.
No, yeah.
And then I say...
Hold on. I love that reaction. He's a genius, but I'm accepting of that deformity of his. Like, I love that. It's cool, though.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Like, it's 1992 and you revealed you had a gay neighbor. Like, I'm accepting of that. It's weird and mildly
okay that you're
creepy,
a nerd.
But yeah. I'm okay with it.
Well, I don't know about that, brother, but it's all right.
And then she said the thing about her neighbor and I was like, I'm smarter than your neighbor.
So you're just...
Wait, what did I say to that? What did I say? Are you in Menta? That's the highest. It's like higher than genius. Like, Menta is higher than genius.
And then...
Which, by the way, Mensa is some sort of organization where I think your IQ has to be like 150-ish to get into it, but genius level's right around there. I think Mensa and genius are... Mensa's cutoff is genius.
I got it confused with Menses. Like, someone's going through Menses, not Mensa.
All right, so at this point, this is where I, like, texted you the whole conversation. You were like, no, like, you can pull this off. Like, I could not pull that.
I'm sorry. Like, you guys who are 23, you just think it'll be there forever. Like, I know you're both, like, talented comedy nerd types, so it's not like your life is a puss faucet, but it's there. It's there, and you think even that degree will be there forever. And I just want to let you know, as you age... That faucet can get real rusty, man.
I just don't know what the end game would be. Like, we actually meet up and I show up with like a graduation cap. Like,
I mean, if you want to do like a YouTube bit, that would be incredible. But just be like, hey, I was busting your chops, but now we're having coffee. And like, I would like to consensually penetrate you
guys,
at some point.
Guys, my boyfriend is so smart. He's Menses.
He's Menses.
He is Menses.
Is that higher than anything, Katie?
Not higher than me right now.
Okay.
And then I obviously could have kept going with this, but I knew it wasn't going anywhere, and I honestly felt a little bad, so I just ended it by correcting her spelling. she in the previous text, she had said then, T-H-E-N, when it should have been van, so I just did a little asterisk. It's like van, and then she finishes off with her last line.
My last line. Better be good. Oh, it is so good. You ready for this?
I'm waiting, Katie.
It's like so complex. It, you know what I said?
Was it?
No, here it is.
Okay.
Whatever. Like, whatever.
That encompasses so much. That is like, so zen of you, Caden.
Like, I'm 20. Like, I don't need the spell.
You're like, whatever. Get off. Stop messaging me. Oh, God.
So, wait. Katie is 20.
She is 20.
I mean, that's all legal and stuff.
Right, but...
You might as well.
Her IQ might be at too low of a level where maybe it is illegal.
Here's a question. Here's a question.
Like she's the other sister?
Have you ever had an actual physical success from Tinder?
I went on one Tinder date.
Mm-hmm.
At like right when it became a thing. So it was and I was like
years
19.
Ago, yeah.
Yeah, so it was kind of like weird almost to like actually meet these people. Like it was like the few friends I did tell about like the girl I was talking to, they were like, "That's don't do that, dude."
Really?
But then she visited me. She came from her school at Stevenson University all the way to Ashburn.
Where is Stevenson University?
It's in Maryland somewhere.
Okay.
I don't know if it was Stevenson, but it was in Maryland. It was Towson, now that I remember. Towson. Anyway.
Okay.
She drove all the way.
Yeah, she's
it
feeling
probably
it.
Like an hour trip. Maybe.
What is the attractiveness level here? Because that's a lot of driving.
She was fine.
Okay.
Know. For me, compared to me, like a
she
nine,
was more no. alive than the thing that Kane penetrated. That's what we're...
Yes.
Okay, then Pulse. Pulse is right
you know,
on.
And we went to Chipotle. I took her to a park I like.
Nice.
Got some frozen yogurt.
This sounds like
sounds like you're taking your kids on the weekend you get them from their mother.
I don't
like we went to Chipotle for the quesadillas, then we went to the park and played around, and then
we
just
fed the ducks. That was lovely.
And then just to get back at their mother, I gave them sugar before they get back in the car.
Now that I'm thinking about it, maybe I just found a 12-year-old and was like, "Aren't you Kara?" She's like, yeah, come to the park.
I want to go to Toys R Us.
You okay. Can't. They're closed.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Too soon.
We sorry. Went back to my place and watched Les Miserables.
Okay.
And
pardon me, you have mispronounced the name of the room.
I'm sorry, Katie.
It's a real Mensa over here, Trevor.
Yes, I'm Katie. I have taken up smoking cigarettes every day and gymnastics. But you have mispronounced Les Miserables.
I'm sorry. I broke Katie's heart, and then she became a French man.
That's what's happened.
That's what happened. That's the Tinder game, man. If you can't handle
it. Any girl you've dicked over, including the one you convinced you were blind,
that's
you did
like
that as well?
Kind of a longer story, but yeah.
It's all good.
Somehow a girl like actually
Jesse, I just want to know, like, you don't do this crap, right? Like, if a girl, like a Katie is interested in you, you're like normal, and then you try to take her to...
So here's where Tinder is interesting for me.
Okay.
I have rarely found success on Tinder with girls that I don't already know.
Okay.
How about this? I've hooked up with two girls that I did know before Tinder because we matched on the Tinder.
And that was the icebreaker.
And we're messaging, and that was like, oh, okay, cool. So yeah, I've had...
Explain without getting too specific if you don't want to. How did you know these women beforehand? And then Tinder served
just
as like an icebreaker.
In friend circles or in, you know, knew them from like high school or college or something like that.
Okay.
And that was kind of just the icebreaker. And then you hang out and there you go.
Bada bing, bada bang. Bada. This is a...
Yeah, it's like Tony Bennett, you know, bada bing, bada boom. I match on the Tinder, and then they come over, and I sing a few songs, and then,
Mr.
Bennett, bobbity boobity bump.
I like how classy you are about it, when you're like, and you know, like I would just go into graphic depictions of sex for the next 5 minutes, and you're like, and magic happened.
Yeah, you know, it's, yes, so many ladies over the course of my career, you know, it's really special, and then it's not.
Mr. Bennett, you're surprisingly lucid for your 93 years or whatever.
Thank you. You know, I haven't had this much fun since I sang with Billy Joel.
I want to hear a little
at
of this.
At Shea Stadium. We sang New York State of Mind.
Why do you know these things? God damn it, Jesse. What happened to you?
What?
What made you this way?
I don't know.
That's Tony Bennett.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm breaking. This breaking Fabe here.
This is a great radio show.
You're confusing Katie. She can't keep up with the different characters.
It's a great radio show.
Katie's having a great Tony Bennett.
We got teenage girls. We got French gymnasts, and we got Tony Bennett.
I'm just happy to hear.
That's the formula for.
So you also have not done great on Tinder outside of people you knew, and that was kind of the
correct.
Okay, that I'm relieved a little. I was on it in its infancy, like you were, and I did pretty damn well. Like, I mean, the conversion rate wasn't amazing,
oh,
but
look
like
at the big man.
No, I'm just saying, I got a lot of first dates, not so many second ones, but like I met with a lot of people, and then when I went on after breakup,
yeah,
it was hard out there for a pimp.
Well, so right now, it's I don't know. I'm finding it kind of weird because now, because there have been a couple of like horror stories, just like with Craigslist, you know, now I'm at the point where I'm setting up the first date, you know, the Tinder date, and they're like, I need like a day or two to figure out if you're like a killer or something. I had a girl say that to me. She was like, I was like, yeah, I'd love to hang out. And she said, I need a couple days to make sure you're not like some sort of psycho.
I hope you
killer.
Just replied with, I'm a comedian. I kill nightly.
Oh, and I went with this. we had this banter then back and forth for, you know, 10 or 12 messages. Just like, yeah, I'm probably a killer. Like, you know, just like going back and forth. And then I messaged her like, I guess, 2 weeks later. And uh-huh. I was like, so what's the verdict? Am I a killer?
Yeah.
And then nothing.
Oh. Probably that like 17th use of the word killer with her kind yeah. of that got into a subconscious level. Yes. She's like, oh no, he is.
Yes. The man is fascinated.
He's trying to Princess Bride me on.
He's fascinated by his work.
Is he, Peter? Sorry. I need to unburden myself right now.
Okay. Because the bathroom's kind of right down the hall.
But your mouths are right here. No.
We can clearly carry the show alone. The stuff.
We can't while I'm here. So.
I put this show on my back.
Yeah. Jesse. I did something really bad a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, no. Mm. What did you
do? How old was she?
or he?
I had to take her to Toys R Us. Then I had to put her back
move.
In the grave. No, a couple of weeks ago, I went to see Jim Norton, stand-up comedian at the DC Improv.
Funny guy. He's been on Louis a couple times. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He is. And I was obsessed with the Opie and Anthony show, which he was on
big
while
time.
It was together.
Big time.
Since they broke up, I haven't really digested much of his material. And I didn't know what to expect. But he was incredible live. If you can see him, go see him. There you go. There's my plug for Jim Norton. You know, he needs the help.
I also saw someone at DC Improv. You don't see me bragging about it.
We'll get to that in a minute.
It's not that interesting a story.
So
what did you do?
So here's what happens. Jesse, you got any siblings?
I do have siblings.
You got any younger siblings?
All of them.
Are you like intensely protective of them? And
no.
Okay. All right. Well. Maybe this is a Greek thing. I don't know.
I don't know. Like, if somebody was, like, in a fight with my brother, my little brother, I would definitely step in and help, you know, kick
yes.
some ass.
Okay.
And, like, help protect him. Or, like, if somebody was insulting my sister or something, obviously I'd step in. But I'm not,
your
like, overprotective where it's, like, because both, you know, like, my sister has a boyfriend. I'm not, like, that weird brother where it's, like, better not touch her, man. Like, you better not, if you harm a single hair on her body, man, I'm gonna do something. I don't know what, but I'm gonna do
something. I'm glad
something.
You find that repugnant. I hate when older guys that I'm friends with on Facebook will post things about, like, daughter's going on a date. Her boyfriend's gonna come home to me polishing my shotgun. And it's like, yes, it's funny that you threaten to murder someone if they grope your daughter a little. That is hilarious murder.
No, the shotgun is just a symbol for my wang because I really enjoy teen love.
Tell me what you did to her, slow like.
So, why were you doing like a weird sideways motion? Like you were cleaning a bar top.
No, I'm polishing the shotgun.
It's at a right angle.
Yeah. Yes. That's from years of from tucking it on European beaches and man thongs.
Oh my god!
I have a purely horizontal penis now.
Oh my god!
Just go straight to the
like
side.
It's like a dollar insert slot.
Yes.
What's that game with all the dropping pieces that
Tetris?
Connect Four. Is that what sex is like for you? Tetris.
It is completely. Yeah, I'm just the four blocks, you know, straight line piece. That's me.
I like to think that I'm the the blue piece, just the straight, but it's like going the other way. You know, not like that weird green piece that goes down and then sideways and then down.
Oh, the letter S piece?
Yeah, but it's like a weird Superman S looking thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. What did you do, John? What did you do?
All right. So I'm helping my brother park. I'm in the passenger seat. He's in the driver's seat.
Wait, so how old is your brother? Sorry.
He's like 2 years younger than me.
Oh, okay. All right.
Also old as the day is long.
Okay.
So he can get pretty, he's an excitable dude. Like, as much as I can have a temper sometimes, my brother's like raw nerve temper.
Okay.
Like, just as dirty Greek as it gets. Like, anything will set him off.
My brother has a temper too, yeah.
Does he? Okay.
Yeah.
It's a treat. So we pull up right in front of the DC Improv. We find parking, like, literally right there.
That's a gem in itself.
Yeah, it's incredible. And he's gone a little past it. And it's one of those sections, I should explain, of DC where it's not metered. It's simply a stretch where it says, like, you have parking for X hours. Go to parking kiosk and get parking. So we see this, and I'm like, pull over right here. So he pulls over, and a car pulls in, like, immediately behind him. And he just starts tilting right there to the point I'm like, oh, they must have snatched the only spot in this chain of, like, you can park for, you know, this part of the street. And he's just screeching, like, opens the door, starts screaming at the people behind him, like, no, no, move your GD car, no. And I, just being, like, in a defensive-minded, like, I'm here with him, I want him to have a good time, I hop out, too.
Oh, boy.
And it's just this young Asian couple, like a dude driving and his girlfriend. And I'm like, no.
No malicious intent. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just like, no, move your goddamn car. We were here. We were here. And they're just staring at us. And I'm just like hopping up and down like Homer Simpson at this point. I'm like, there.
We were here.
Yeah. I'm like, I deserve this. This is our spot. And they, after 30 seconds of us just jumping up and down, like completely aboriginal, losing it, they simply go around us and then park in front of us because there were like four goddamn lengths. And my brother set me off for no reason. And they did that. And I was just like, are you effing kidding? Like, I suddenly look up and I realize the you can park here sign is still like 15 feet away. Like, we did this all for nothing. So I get out, and then my brother starts panicking because he thinks other people on the curb have identified that we freaked out on these people. He's like, dude, they're trying to get us to leave. Like, they're now screaming, like, keep those guys here. And I'm like, maybe my brother's just a bit of a sketchbox, because, like, literally none of this is happening. So I just have to sit there and wait, and I kind of just, like, I want to apologize to these people, but I also was just one of two. Like, my brother is taller than me and has a shaven head. Like, so he looks kind of white power-ish.
Oh, boy.
I was going to say, this probably looks like a race crime.
Yeah, right? And I'm just a white guy, like, blah, 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 in front of them. Like, I didn't, like, thank God, you know, not that I was even avoiding the surge. I wasn't screaming anything racial. I was just like, move the car, over and over. Like, no, no. It was really just so embarrassing because there was enough room for, I'm not exaggerating, maybe 3 to 4 cars. But my brother just on a fuse like that, and I click seeing him click. And then, like, they get out of the car. The guy just wouldn't acknowledge us. The girlfriend was like, what the hell, man? And I was just like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. She's like, why? And then she was like, I understand you getting out of the car, but he was driving. Why was he out of the car? I'm like, I'm sorry. We're just animals that I'm sorry. And then she was laughing within 30 seconds, and the guy still left. Yeah. This would have been a better story if I got her number at the end of it, but I'm just happy, you know, we all parked. And, but yeah, it was embarrassing. It was a little...
I'm sorry.
I was hoping for an actual fight.
Yeah. No, because I was just completely in the wrong, and I wanted to, like, aggressively apologize. Like, I almost wanted to, like, buy their little parking ticket for them, but then...
Sorry.
That was disgusting, Travis, and I need you to leave right now.
What was the show good?
Show was great. I mean, there's a local opener from Charlottesville. Charlottesville getting some love tonight.
I thought I saw...
Chris Allen.
Yeah, it was.
Oh,
it was,
yeah.
Chris. And
yeah,
then...
Chris was good. And then Kelsey Cook, I think, is like the opener that Jim's had for years. And she was okay. I wasn't like bowled over, but she was very nice. Like, she was just waiting outside when people checked out.
That's nice.
To take pictures and crap like that. So.
Well, no, she heard that there were these two screaming guys in the parking lot. And
she was trying to help identify us.
Yeah, she was trying to get it on Snapchat.
She's like, there's a bald one and a fat one. They're like the White Key and Peele.
No, you said Baldwin.
Baldwin?
Baldwin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can you do a Baldwin?
No.
Are you angling toward us?
No. No, I can't do it, actually.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Got my hopes up for a... I'm sorry, Lemon.
There you go. You did it right
there.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah.
All right.
I can't do all of
you're
them.
Not so special, goddammit. Get out. Now you leave, too. With the soup Nazi over here. Norton was incredible. Like, it was just... I'm not trying to disparage the other two comics mentioned, but, like, the fact that this man has done stand-up for, like, 20-something years, and they had done it for just, like, I don't know, 4 or 5, was just so... nakedly apparent. Like, he was just a master of the form. He was conversational, just got peals of laughter out of the audience. And the other guys would get some laughs, but it's like the way I feel I get laughs, where you have like one or two rinky dink jokes that land and people are like, ha ha, and then just deadness after that. And you get ha ha and then deadness. Like,
what are the two that land?
Two Jews walk into an oven. Travis, why did you say that? When did you start
doing a dirty racist?
Impeccable impression of me. It's just not fair. I don't like this voice throwing chicanery of yours. No, I don't know what lands or not. I'm just saying the way a guy at Norton's level enjoys it, like, it's just this palpable tension of people like waiting to have laughter burst forth from them and again and again. Like, when you're not laughing, you're still just like huge Joker grin on your face, like
That's nice.
And you know something's going to happen.
Mm.
Yeah, I got nothing else.
I saw Rory Scoville at improv.
Rory?
That's a thing.
That's a thing.
Yeah, he's in that new movie with the joke thief.
Is
Carlos
he?
Mencia?
Oh. No, with Amy.
Amy Schumer?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was very funny also.
Wait, which one? The Snatched or like a new one?
There's an... I think it might be a new series. I just saw the
where she just
the
steals
teaser.
Jokes.
No, I just saw the teaser where they're walking down the street and she's like, "So is this like your bit? You like come and you like go to yoga or whatever?" And he's like, "No, I'm just the guy that you thought about hooking up with in high school but you didn't or something." I don't know. I barely half attention, half watched the video.
Wait, so he is like co-starring?
It's Rory Scoville and Amy Schumer in something. Yeah, I just saw.
Wow.
It. Yeah.
Damn, good for him. Like,
good shout out there. Yeah.
So how was that show? Did you scream at any
excellent.
Asian people? Apparently that makes for a great headliner.
Not that night, but...
Okay. Is that your trick on Tinder, though?
Any Asian girls, just...
Yeah.
All caps.
Just, let me see your war face.
I was here first.
How was... sorry, I know that this is kind of a random thing. Jesse, I don't know how involved you'll be in this part. Danny Ruye, my former radio co-worker guy.
He was good.
He was good. How much did he do before Rory?
Oh,
I hate that name so much. Rory.
I don't know, like 15, 20 maybe.
Okay.
How many impressions does he do in the set?
All of them? He did a lot. He did.
Well, who does he do? I'm curious.
Charles Barkley was like
the main you
one.
Know, we're just playing basketball outside,
terrible.
You know. That's just terrible, man.
Terrible.
I'm so tired of everybody coming around here, man.
I've heard he does the best in D.C. Tony Bennett, Hulk Hogan.
Kermit the Frog. Yeah, he hit
slays. Just no one in this city compares
I wish
to him.
Katie. He did Katie.
He killed his Katie.
I wish Danny Ruye would have me on his show to do impressions back and forth. I feel like it would be a good time.
I think that would be... You should tweet
an impression battle.
I also don't want to, like, make him like threatened by like other impressions. I don't know.
If no, he, you'd only come on and be like younger and cheaper than him contractually. So why would he be threatened at all?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Next time he does stand up, just while he's during his set, just jump on.
But no, I am curious. Who else did he do?
Trump, obviously. He did a whole thing about like his how he does his mannerisms. Like, trying to remember. Those were the main two.
So he was telling just a lot of just jokes too then.
Yeah.
Or were there, it was heavily impression based.
Like the whole bit with the Donald Trump, it was like how he does. People on who aren't watching the video can't see this, but he does this a lot, and he's
an Danny, okay sign kind of.
Like Danny said, it's like if you were training a seal by giving it a chip and then bringing it back. Like,
that's like, pretty good bit. That's a pretty good bit.
And then and then sometimes he'll do a random like he'll chop bread like up here.
Oh yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, so stuff like that.
You were doing like a fast wave. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
It's so good. It's so great. It's some of the greatest.
Oh, I miss Danny.
It's some of the greatest content of all time. Of all time.
Now you would work less for Danny, right? Just making that clear.
What does that mean? Like I would work for less?
Yes. You would take less money to take his radio job from him and put him on the street.
No problem. Put me on the fan. It's going to be so great. Sure. It's going to be so great. I love Grant Paulson. He's the greatest of all time. MLB.com. MLB.com. So good, so great.
Guys, we can leave if we want. We've hit that magic hour, and I strangely really want to have a cigarette. Funny how that works.
Get your cameras out. It's magic hour. It's magic.
Is this the outro?
This is the outro. Street Fighter. You know, it's a game that meant a lot to you guys when you were fetuses, and I was like 28.
Follow me on Twitter.
Fetus eye.
Follow me on Twitter at JesseRobinson94. Check out the Mortgage Moose, a couple other things if you like my Facebook page, because I'm an actor, too.
He is. He does everything. And way less money than Danny Rouillet. I just want to put that out.
Put him on! Hey, put that guy on the air, brother. Put him on.
Jesse, thank you, man.
Oh, no, it's been my pleasure. I had to get the third beat in there, Votul.
I'm glad
he's. But no, thank you, John. Yeah, it's always fun. Always fun.
Travis?
I'm at Travis Dorward, and I don't have anything upcoming, so...
Do you guys want to plug, like, your Tinder profiles, anything?
I don't think you can search for somebody on Tinder, can you?
That'd be a little dangerous, I think.
That would be dangerous.
Yeah, you're completely right. I think it's just
Keep on swiping, and you'll find me!
And I am John Papagiorgio. I need to get back on Tinder so I can throw my life away. Getting rejected. Mm. Facelessly. Namelessly. Good stuff. In papasbasement.com, show's website. Go there every episode we've ever done. Find Papa's Basement on iTunes, on Stitcher, on YouTube. We've got videos of, like, I think, like, the last year's worth of shows.
It's the archives, yes.
Go through. And, there is an old Jesse episode a couple months ago. And
that was good.
Yeah, see?
That was fun with old Pete Maybe.
You find that nugget somewhere.
Maybe.
And at Papa's Basement if you want me on Twitter or Instagram. I guess till the next one, we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.